to these messes.
Hello. Whoa. Okay. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to Snowy by Your Arms Are My Cocoon. Sorry about the vocals in that song. Actually, I'm not sorry. I feel like music is much more fun when you stop expecting normally good vocals. I think they're fun. But really, I enjoy the song because of that guitar riff. I feel like it kind of fits that the Midwest emo stereotype of the most beautiful guitar riff you've ever heard, followed by just the most grating voice ever. And that's what that is. But gosh darn it, if that is not a beautiful guitar riff, I don't know what is. I realized I did not introduce my show, and this is the first one of the semester. So if you don't know who I am, which you probably don't, my name is Noah. This is a little show called Foxtrot. New time. Last semester was at 2 a.m. This semester I'm at 2 p.m. I'm on the way up. But anyway, this is my show Foxtrot every Wednesday, 2 p.m. No longer alternating, which is fun. And yeah, I pretty much just play whatever is interesting and or good to me. I think that's what my show description is, at least. So probably a lot of indie music, probably a lot of folk music. But as you can see there, I'm willing kind of to play whatever. Okay. I have a really fun show with a lot of fun music, so I hope we all have a fun time listening. I know I will. So I hope that transfers over all to you. And, yeah, without further ado, I'm just gonna play some more music. Please enjoy.
Such a sad machine.
Every night you go to bed, you wake up just a little more in pain. Every time you're dressing for a sunny day, the clouds surprise you with rain. Every cigarette you smoke is you're addicted to a quiet source of company. Every time you told them you were busy cause you'd rather go to sleep. 9 times out of 10 I'll be stoned on the subway, reading back the directives of what I should do, dodging eye contact with anyone who looks my way. 9 times out of 10 I'll be thinking of you.
Oh, you're waiting for the summer to end and start again. Doesn't matter if you're writing foolish letters, if you put them in a bottle. If you're waiting for a dreamer to answer through the water. And I wish I could see you in the dark. Doesn't matter if you're empty on the weekend, if you're waiting for the summer to end and start again. Doesn't matter if you're writing foolish letters, if you put them in a bottle, if you're waiting for a dreamer.
Okay, that song we just listened to was Someday Sometimes by Sid Matters. Just before that, we listened to 9 out of 10 by Jeff Rosenstock. And just before that, we listened to Suffering Jukebox by Silver Jews. Big fan of that Silver Jews song. Okay, I know that everybody loves David Berman, rest in peace, and Silver Jews in general. I feel like they're pretty hit and miss for me. Like, don't get me wrong. I think his lyrics are great, yada, yada, yada. But I'm kind of back and forth on him. But that song is really good, objectively. I heard it for the first time when I had COVID over break, and it was just in my ear repeatedly. It really, you know, arguably it cured me of COVID. Not actually. I'm not giving medical advice. No, but it's a good song. I like the lyric, Tennessee Tendency. Sounds good. No, big fan. 9 out of 10 by Jeff Rosenstock. Jeff Rosenstock is another guy who I'm kind of hit or miss on. I feel like I've been saying hit and miss. I meant hit or miss. That's how the saying goes. No, but that one's a good one. That was on my Discover Weekly like a few days ago. And I was like, oh, this rocks. So I'm playing it now. I don't know why I just walked you through all that, but it's a good Rosenstock song. I think his voice sounds good on that one, which is not true for all of them. I don't know why I'm dissing Jeff Rosenstock. I like him. He has really good songs. I'm sorry, Jeff, if you're listening. And then Someday Sometimes by Sid Matters. I know nothing about the artists on this one. I don't know why they have that weird little string section at the end, but I think it's fun. I think it's quaint. And the rest of the song before that was also very good. I was kind of jamming out over here in the old WMFO studio. So hope you were jamming out with me, as it were. Okay. Well, those were those songs. Those are those three songs, you could say. And we're going to listen to some more tunes. I hope you're all excited. I don't know why I'm, like, really praying you guys are excited. I know you're excited. I don't even have to hope. Okay. I'm sorry about that. We're going to play more music. Here's Drug Dealer and Wise Blood, as well as a few others. So enjoy.
When you're not around, your people have their way with words, and you don't have to hear the sound. Down and very close to people's lives. You've got some things you can't erase. Honey, I've got that. I know that you want to be seen and to be heard. Oh, to be loved, it's not. But everybody's gonna lose their Oh,
Okay, wow. We just listened to You Were Right by Built to Spill. Just before that was Vegas by Big Thief. And just before that, first song I played, was Honey by Drug Dealer and Wise Blood. Shout out to my girlfriend for introducing me to the first song, Honey by Drug Dealer and Wise Blood. It is so good. It has kind of like a Beatles feel to it a little bit. So does all of Drug Dealer stuff. I listened to that album after I heard that song, and it just kind of feels like the Beatles. But it's not a bad thing. I mean, it's not like anybody like hates the Beatles. Most people, in fact, really like the Beatles. So, touche. But anyway, that song is so good. Wise Blood sounds fantastic. I was a big fan of her new album that she released the end of last year. Sorry, Wise Blood, it's a long title. The album was... You're welcome, Wise Blood. In the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. It's a great album. I really enjoyed it. I think she's one of my favorite vocalists out there. So, good song, good vocalist, good Beatles sound. That's my summary. That next song, Vegas by Big Thief, another girlfriend shout out. She saw Big Thief yesterday too. You guys are learning so much about her today. That's a good Big Thief song. Comes from their debut masterpiece. My one issue with that song is I wish the chorus would last more than like 15 seconds, because the chorus is so good. And then they're like, oh, we don't need to repeat it. And it's like, I don't know, guys. I think you could play it like one more time, or maybe like extend it a bit. I mean, but what do I know? They are indie folk darlings, and I'm just some guy. So, Adrian Linker, Buck Meek, and the like, keep doing your thing. I have no say. And then that Built to Spill song. I'm not like too in touch with the Built to Spill discography. I'm a big fan of that song. I think I heard that song for the first time last summer, and it goes hard. It still goes hard in winter of 2023. Says a lot. All I know about them is that the lead singer's from Idaho. I don't know why I know that, but I do. No, it's a good song. It's one of those songs you just kind of wait for the chorus and just kind of deal with the rest. I mean, don't get me wrong, between the chorus is good, but it's just like, I don't know. It does something. It gives you that like itch. I don't know. Who heard that snap? That was a crisp snap. Okay. So the weather outside is great. You could say that. I would say that. But I feel like it's just missing one thing, the certain je ne sais quoi. And I think I've put a name to that je ne sais quoi, and it's a PSA. So I'm gonna add the PSA, and you're gonna hear it, and I'm gonna read it. Today you ate Greek yogurt, you took the train, you planned a workout, you skipped it, you did all the things that one normally does the day before, a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. This has been brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Well, let's be prepared for stuff. We live in a scary climate, literally, like, scary climate, so, I don't actually know if, earthquakes are affected by climate change, but pretend I didn't say that. I'm sure there's some link, but I'm not gonna explain that, because I don't know it. Sorry. Who knows? Maybe I'm right. But, okay, enough of me. More music. I hope you enjoy. Here's some Slow Dive and some more stuff after. Okay. See you in a bit.
It's so lonely in this place. He needs me, he needs me, he needs me. He needs me. It's like a diamond dance, I'll take a chance, I will, because he needs me. Oh, no one ever asked before, because they never needed me.
But I does, but I do.
Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a home. He needs me, he needs me, he needs me. He needs me. For once in life, I finally felt that someone really needed me.
Wasn't that nice? We just listened to that last song was He Needs Me by The A's. Just before that was Song to the Magic Frog by Sagittarius, I think. And then Here She Comes by Slow Dive. That song from Slow Dive comes off of their album Souvlaki. I think arguably like the second most famous shoegaze album. I feel like maybe behind My Bloody Valentine, Loveless, etc. But that's not really shoegaze. And it's one of my favorite from the albums. Favorites from the album. Whoa. Did you guys just hear that honk? That was loud. Okay. No. But Here She Comes by Slow Dive. Great song off of classic album Souvlaki. I feel like it's just the perfect winter song. I feel like just the despair that is winter sometimes and like this there, like, really amplifies it. It exacerbates it almost. Whether or not that's your vibe, that's up to you. For me, I'm going in. I think it's good. I'm all in on making winter as wintry as possible, the highs and lows. That's just the Noah philosophy. That's just me. I'll stop talking about that. Next song, Song to the Magic Frog by Sagittarius. I think it is so... I don't even know the word to describe that. That's, like, not quirky. Because it's a beautiful song, but it's still a little quirky a little bit. I don't know. I found the song a few weeks ago. I think some 90s... I'm sure some people know this band more than I do. But it's, like, some 90s band. The best way to describe it is, like, psychedelic folk. That's definitely wrong. Like, that's objectively wrong. But, I don't know. Song to the Magic Frog... is a perfect title for that song. No frog, nor its magical abilities, is mentioned anywhere in that song, and yet it is the perfect title. Like, I feel like if there was a magic frog, he would rock with that song, and you can quote me on that. I think that's very true, and all I know is that if a magic frog likes the song, which, again, I think it would, I want to meet that magic frog, because this song is heavenly. That's the best way I can put it. And then finally, He Needs Me by The A's. I heard this song for the first time like 2 days ago. I love sort of the strumming of the strings and little like orchestral, not even orchestral, just kind of that string section coming through. Big classical music guy. So anytime that shows up in any other music, I'm like, wait a minute, this rocks. No, 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 it's just very quaint. I've listened to that song while I walk. It's a good walking song. And I just kind of match the beat. I just feel very like in the moment at that moment. Or not in the moment, in fact, the opposite. I just kind of feel like I'm very much in my own little world there. In the best way possible. No, it's a quaint little song. Okay, the hour's ending shortly, which I know we're all crying about the same amount. But I got some more music to play, so I hope you'll listen. I know I'll be listening. And yeah, without further ado, here's said music that hopefully you will be listening to. Okay.
Thank you. to speak, and I hate you when this goes along. It makes me so.
Without end, and you're not.
Hello. Hello again. We just listened to Epitaph for My Heart by the Magnetic Fields. Just before that was Changes by Malice K. And just before that was Sylvia by The Antlers. That first song by Sylvia, or by The Antlers, Sylvia, very sad album. It's about, like, a hospice worker and her cancer patient falling in love, and then the cancer patient dies. It's very sad, but that song is good. I haven't actually listened to the full album. I've listened to the highlights. I actually should, but yeah, what do you know? Just after that was Changes by Malice K. I don't know much about the artist. It's just a good song. That's it. And right after that was Epitaph for My Heart by the Magnetic Fields from their huge album 69 Love Songs, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's actually crazy. That's one of my favorites from that album. Okay, time is wrapping up here. We got a show coming up right after me. I got one more song. We're not going to finish it, but that's fine. We can fade out of it. And I hope you all enjoyed. Again, my name is Noah. This is Foxtrot. I'm here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Please come join me. It's a blast. It's really fun. And I hope you had fun, because I had fun. And yeah, I don't think I really have anything else. So without any other things to say, this is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And hope you have a great rest of your day. Here's Fight Test by the Fleming Lips, and I will see you all next week. All right, see ya.
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to